The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced today it has designated portions of Cook Inlet as critical habitat for the local beluga whales. KSKA's Len Anderson has more.
The critical habitat designation involves two portions of Cook Inlet. NOAA spokeswoman Julie Spiegler describes the areas.
The upper portion of Cook Inlet, which includes Turnagain Arm and Kinnick Arm, where the belugas concentrate during the summer months. And the other area includes areas where the population congregates in the winter, and it includes the middle of Cook Inlet and foraging areas along the western shore of Lower Cook Inlet, Kachemak Bay, and along the east of Cook Inlet near the town of Homer.
The designation is designed to help the estimated 350 or fewer endangered Cook Inlet beluga whales rebuild their numbers. NOAA's Fisheries Services says it's basing its ruling on 20 years of research as well as an economic impact analysis upon South Central Alaska. There was also an expanded public comment period, during which the Fisheries Service received some 350,000 comments worldwide. Spiegler says because of public comments, NOAA's final ruling contains two exceptions not present in its initial critical habitat proposal.
NOAA Fisheries has excluded the Port of Anchorage from critical habitat designation because of its importance to national security. And then Eagle River Flats Range on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson was excluded because it is already under an existing Department of Defense Natural Resource Management plan.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan was a prominent opponent to the Cook Inlet beluga whale critical habitat designation. Sullivan and the mayors of the Kenai Peninsula Borough and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough had predicted dire economic consequences from such a critical habitat designation. Of key concern to Anchorage was its port facility. During a break between Anchorage Assembly work sessions, the mayor expressed guarded acceptance of NOAA's announcement.
Well, we're, pleased that the Port of Anchorage certainly is exempt from the designated area. It allows us to be assured that as we go forward with our port expansion project, and certainly the shippers feel much more confident that there will not be a negative impact. So crucial for the port to be able to have that clearance.
According to Spiegler, the exclusion status would likely exempt the port from most consultation situations with the Maritime Administration over construction. If such consultations occurred, they would require little expense. Sullivan says even with the port exclusion, he does have some reservations about the ruling.
I'm still concerned about energy projects on the west side of Cook Inlet, whether it's geothermal possibilities, coal seam gasification. We've got potential hydro projects. How those proceed under this designation is still yet to be determined, because almost all of those are in some sort of a watershed that might have a salmon stream close to a beluga feeding area. So it puts one more hurdle in place, I think, for some of those projects to go forward.
U.S. Congressman Don Young was more critical. In a letter to NOAA Administrator Dr. Jane Lubchenco, he said while pleased with the exemptions, the critical habitat designation still, quote, endangers Alaska and its economy, end quote. He says it could lead to mass litigation curtailing Cook Inlet resource development and have a harmful effect on the recently concluded lease sales. The ruling goes into effect 30 days after publication in the Federal Register. Spiegler said it should be published this Monday. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.